Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Gotta tell ya, I'm quite impressed with these young athletes and how they built killer communities. Commenting on social issues comes naturally to them, but to those of us of a certain age, not so much. We can dip our toe in these waters too. Just need to tread lightly. Here are my two top ideas for entering this quagmire without messing up big time. First up, issue selection. Did you notice the two issues in the article? Food insecurity. Like, who would be against those efforts? Inequality in college sports. A little more controversial, but still gaining ground. The best way to avoid pitfalls is to choose what is hard to be against. For us, I've got two benchmarks here. What does our market care about? And how much do they care? Also, I focus on the what, not the who. In other words, I might rail against an idea or an assumption, but never attack a person, no matter how wrong I think they are. This focuses the conversation on substance, not personalities. Second, what we say. Make sure our comments align with our community expectations. I'll use myself as an example. On outside issues, all my content focuses on one of two things, strategy or systems. Why? Because that's what I'm known for providing my clients. What does that look like? Focus on the story told, how it impacts, and the systems that support the message. I also provide handy tools and fact-checking, because I stand for telling the truth in the most effective way. The big difference now is not that we need to build active, engaged communities. That's always been the case. What's really changed is how we connect with our tribe. That's expanded past business. Folks want to know who we are and what we stand for. And we can give that to them in a way that is aligned with our brand. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.